Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Lord Krishna shows his universal form, text number 6. Tvam hi Brahma vidam shrestha. Samskaran kartum arhasi. Balayor anayor nrinam. Janmana Brahmano Guru Tvam, your holiness. He indeed Brahmavidam, of all Brahmanas or persons who understand what is Brahman. Brahmana Janatiti Brahmanaha. Shrestha, you are the best. Samskaran, ceremonies performed for reformation. Because by these reformatory activities, one takes one's second birth. Samskarad bhava dvija. I guess that's part of the explanation there. Kartamarhasi, because you have kindly come here. Kindly execute. Palayo, of these two sons, Krishna and Balaram. Anayo, of both of them. Rinam, not only of them, but of all human society. Janmana, as soon as he takes birth. Brahmana, immediately the Brahmana becomes. Guru, the guide. Little note there. The Shastras enjoin, Tad Vigyatam Sagurum Eva Vigachet, Vakunda Upanishad. It is the duty of everyone to approach a Brahmana as the Guru. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Oh my Lord, you are the best of the Brahmanas, especially because you are fully aware of the Jyoti Shastra, the astrological science. Therefore, you are naturally the spiritual master of every human being. This being so, since you have kindly come to my house, kindly execute the reformatory activities for my two sons. Purport. Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, Chatura Vanya Maya Shristam Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. The four Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, must be present in society. The Brahmanas are required for the guidance of the whole society. If there is no such institution as Varna and Ashram Dharma, and if human society has no such guide as the Brahmana, human society will be hellish. In Kali Yuga especially, at the present moment, there is no such thing as a real Brahmana. And therefore society is in a chaotic condition. Formerly, they were qualified Brahmanas. But at present, although there are certainly persons who think themselves Brahmanas, they actually have no ability to guide society. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore very much eager to reintroduce the Varnashram system into human society so that those who are bewildered or less intelligent will be able to take guidance from qualified Brahmanas. Brahmana means Vaishnav. After one becomes a Brahmana, the next stage of development in human society is to become a Vaishnava. People in general must be guided to the destination or the goal of life, and therefore they must understand Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The whole system of Vedic knowledge is based on this principle. But people have lost the clue, Ete vidu swarthakithim hi Vishnu, and they are simply pursuing sense gratification with the risk of gliding down to a lower grade of life, Rityu Samsara Vartmani. It doesn't matter whether one is a Brahman, born a Brahman or not. No one is born a Brahmana. Everyone is born a Shudra. But by the guidance of a Brahmana and by samskara, one can become Dvija, twice born. Then gradually become a Brahmana. Brahmanism is not a system meant to create a monopoly for a particular class of men. Everyone should be educated so as to become a Brahmana. At least there must be an opportunity to allow everyone to attain this destination of life. Regardless of whether one is born in a Brahmana family, a Kshatriya family, or a Shudra family, one must be guided by a proper Brahmana and be promoted to the highest platform of being a Vaishnava. Thus, the Krishna consciousness movement affords an opportunity to develop the right destination for human society. Nanda Maharaj took advantage of the opportunity of Garga Muni's presence by requesting him to perform the necessary reformatory activities for his sons to guide to them towards the destination of life. Translation again. My Lord, you are the best of the Brahmanas, especially because you are fully aware of the Jyoti Shastra, the astrological science. Therefore, you are naturally the spiritual master of every human being. This being so, since you have kindly come to my house, kindly execute the reformatory activities for my two sons. So here it's mentioned the Jyoti Shastra. Jyoti means light. Jyoti samapitaj jyotish tamasam paramuchite genam gayam ganam gamyam riddhi sarvash tarishitam. That I am the light in all luminous objects. Jyoti samapitaj jyotish tamasam param uchite. Beyond the darkness. Gyanam, knowledge, gyana gamyam. Gyanam gayam gayam. Let's see what. Gyanam gayam gana gyamyam riddhi sarvash tirich vishitam. I am knowledge, I am the goal of knowledge, I am the object of knowledge, I am situated in everyone's heart. In other words, without enlightenment, without jyotish, there's no question of knowledge. There's theoretical knowledge, but there's actually experienced knowledge or realized knowledge. So the realized knowledge is jyotish. Now the Brahmins are naturally, they have knowledge. And if you have knowledge, naturally you know the past, present, and future. Because, as we heard, punak punas charvita charvananam, simply the same things are going on again and again. Just like millions of years ago, people were eating, they were sleeping, they were mating, and they were defending. And today, people are eating, they're sleeping, they're mating, defending. And I personally can predict that in 1,000 or 1 million years from now, what people are going to be doing. What do you think they're going to be doing? What's that? Yes, perfect prediction. With 100% accuracy. And people who go through, anyone who has a material body, we know exactly what's going to happen to them. They're going to go through birth, death, old age, disease. 100% accurate. Just like, generally speaking, winter follows spring, from spring follows summer, from summer follows fall, then we're back to winter again. Of course, Kali Yuga, the seasons have become disturbed, but still there's something as a semblance of the seasons. And what's the value of knowing what's going to happen? Well, if you're going to step in, if you're walking down the street and you're blind and you're about to step into a hole and someone calls out, "My dear sir, please be careful, you're about to step into a pit, a bottomless pit, and it would not be very healthy for you." So with such an instruction, the person will be benefited. People don't know that the goal of life is to obtain Vishnu. They'd laugh if we told them that, many people. They think that Vishnu is some mythological god of the Hindus in India, one of the many, many gods. Vishnu is one of them. And out of the different Vishnus, there may be someone called Krishna, who's an aborigine cowherd boy, and a few crazy people in the West, they worship him. Avijananti mamuda manushim tanum ashrityam param bhava majanato mama bhuta maheshram. The foolish, they deride at my descending in a human form. They don't know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all the being. Now, Krishna says that he comes in a human form, but he also says in his form of Mahavishnu, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Siyate Sajaracharam Hetunanena Kuntiya Jagati Parivartade, that this material nature works under my direction, producing all moving and non-moving beings, and by its rule, this manifestation is created again and again and annihilated. So that same person who comes as a coward boy is also, by a plenary, a partial expansion of his plenary expansion, is controlling the whole material universes, all the material universes. But when he comes, because he appears to be like a human person, therefore people think, how is this possible? He must be just like one of us. Maybe a little bit more powerful, but after all, he took birth and he left this planet, so he must be just like us. He has two arms And if they hear about Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, they think, well, he must have practiced a lot his past lifetime, weightlifting. That even Brahma thought he was an ordinary person. Even Indra thought he was an ordinary person. And what to speak of the poor conditioned souls who have very little knowledge of reality. Therefore, they deride Krishna when he comes in human form. And they have no idea about his transcendental nature and his dominion over everything. But without that knowledge, human society is misdirected because they don't follow Krishna's instructions. As a matter of fact, they think things like protecting cows is barbaric. Eating them is sociable, sophisticated. If they hear that God is protecting cows, they think, what a low occupation this Krishna has. They don't realize it's the highest occupation, one of the highest is protecting the cows, because they don't protect the cows, society has degraded itself into less than animals. Jayate Janmana Shudra. By birth everyone was born a Shudra, less intelligent. But because they were miseducated, Tevidu Swartikatim Hi Vishnu, they don't know that the ultimate goal of life is to obtain Krishna, Darashya Ye Bahi Aratamanina. They've taken things that are really insignificant, is very important, worthy to spend their whole life working for some particular car. Now, if you get into a car, it may take you to your destination. But after all, previously people didn't have to have cars because they grew their own food, which was healthy. They had clean air. They had fresh water, clean water. They had nice relationships with everyone. They didn't have to go anywhere. And the cow was giving them the most nutritious food just by eating grass. They didn't have to have extensive economic development to survive. And if they got sick, there was usually a lemon tree or something like that in the neighborhood, and they had all the remedies for the illnesses. And they didn't have these sophisticated illnesses that they went to the doctor and they gave them all these drugs that made you 100 times worse. Like my aunt, she developed a bladder infection. So she went to the hospital. Bladder infection, you just take some water, drink a little extra water, and you can get rid of it. But no, she went to the hospital and the doctors examined her and gave her some medicine that had a terrible reaction. And therefore she had 5 more doctors come and visit her to see what the reaction was. And then they gave her more medicine, they gave more reactions, and then finally she left her body. And my uncle was very happy because he got the bill from the hospital. It was $1.5 million, of which a good portion was paid by Medicare, but in any case, he had to pay some hundreds and thousands of dollars simply for a bladder infection that could have been cured by a glass of water. And people are proud. My wife, she died, but she died scientifically, with the best of care. No, they were trying to kill her because they made money that way. Alive, she was worthless, but dead, she was very profitable, trying to kill her with all these medicines and hospital stay. Probably paid for a few of their vacations. So when they look at the patient, they don't look at the patient as how to help them. They look at the patient as paying off their child's tuition in school at the university. So it's such a poor, because they've been, they're ashaya. They think that they're going to gain something by exploiting others. What they're going to gain is very bad karma. And they'll come back in some form of life and be exploited. And what's the problem? Andaya tandera upagiyamanaste pisha tantra urudami vada. The people who are leading society, they're all blind. They're less than shudras. Their only business is to exploit the cow and the bull and everyone else after that, including their own children. They're simply mad after sense gratification. Nunam pramata kurute vikarma. They're actually crazy. They're completely mad because they're absorbed in the bodily concept of life. Abhinivesyatasa. Because they're trying to become God, basically. If they could become the big God, they would, but they're just trying to become little gods. And the little gods, they think they rule over people's birth, death, old age, whatever. And that's their only happiness in life. That's the main happiness, is controlling people and exploiting them. And if you can cause them to suffer, that's even better, because that shows how powerful you are and how weak they are in comparison to you. Have them begging for your mercy. And you give them more drugs, it kills them quicker out of your kindness. Some people, they become mad, and they're being led by mad people also. But they don't know that because they're also blind. They have no intelligence to understand. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted to establish Vanashram, but without brahmanas, without people with some vision, then there's no question of Vanashram. Vanashram is not just establishing a farm community. We protect a few cows. Because without higher consciousness, you're just also on the animalistic platform. Just living to eat and sleep, mate and defend, like everyone else is doing. But a little bit more sattvic. No, one needs vision why we're doing all this. Yagyavai Vishnu, because anything done without a sacrifice for Vishnu binds one to this material world. Doesn't matter what it is. Yagyanak tat kamyo yatra, loko yam karma vandanai, tararapam apikonti yam mukta sangha samachara. It doesn't matter what we do. It may be very laudable in terms of people's conception of life. You may be able to be the world's greatest ice skater, or the greatest singer, or actor, or performer, or athlete. But without sacrifice from Vishnu, it's a waste of time. Because you become the world champion swimmer, Olympic medalist, you're spending your whole life in the swimming pool, swimming back and forth. So in your next lifetime, you're guaranteed you're going to become a fish. Why be so inconvenienced? They have to change your clothes to go into the swimming pool. Krishna will give you a body, so you don't have to change your clothes. You can swim all day long. No, you don't have to pay for the pool. You can compete against the sharks and other fish swimming to eat you. See how fast you are. And if you're not so fast, then you'll get another body. So practice simply going faster and faster, and you'll get your opportunity in the future to really perfect your swimming. human form of life is not so good for swimming. It's a little inconvenient. But if you get a nice, fast fish form, then your life is even more advanced, if that's your goal. So Krishna is very kind. He's fulfilling everyone's desires and their goals, but they don't know what the real goal of life is. Natevidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. And when they're told about it, they mock. You know, you people are useless. You probably don't even know how to swim. They don't know the future, and therefore, Prabhupada said Brahmins are necessary, so they can tell people about the law of karma. We've got why we've gotten this body, and what kind of body we're going to get in the next lifetime according to our activities. And therefore, people just like Mugrari, the hunter. Mugrari was Narada Muni was wandering after coming on this earth planet, after coming from Vaikuntha, and there he saw in the field there were animals half killed and flapping, being tortured by their arrows that were piercing their bodies. So he's wondering what's going on. So then he saw a hunter shooting arrows at the animals. So Narada Muni came to the middle of the field and all the animals ran away that the hunter was shooting arrows into. So the hunter became very angry. Why did you spoil my hunting? So he came up to Narada Muni, who wanted to curse him. But by Narada Muni's presence, the hunter couldn't say anything, because Narada Muni is a saintly person, and he carries an intense spiritual atmosphere wherever he goes. So the hunter didn't say anything. But he asked, my dear sir, you seem like a gentleman, but why are you spoiling my occupation by frightening all these animals away? So Narada Muni said, well, it's all right. I mean, you're a hunter. Your hunters kill animals. But I see that you're half killing them, and they're flapping in pain. Why are you doing that? He said, because it's very enjoyable. I love doing that. It gives me the highest pleasure, watching the animals suffer. So that's what my father taught me. It's being handed down in disciplic succession. So Narada Muni said, well, actually it's not a good idea, because you're going to suffer a horrible reaction for this. And then Narada Muni, by his potency, he showed that all these animals that the hunter was killing were going to come back and torture him in the future. So the hunter, Mrigari, Mriga means animal, and Ari means the enemy of the animals, became very frightened and asked Narada Muni how he could avoid, because it wasn't just like some theory or a dream. Narada Muni actually showed him his future. And he was convinced, this is not very good. So Narada Muni said, well, you have to stop killing animals. He said, well, what am I going to do? You know, that's my occupation. He said, well, break your bow and come and surrender, and I'll make sure you get whatever you need. And that's what he did. And Narada Muni made sure he got whatever he needed. So it's possible for someone to change their mentality, their low-class mentality, by good association. But someone has to become good association, not just theoretically, but actually practically. Give people knowledge, because sound is very powerful, but the sound vibration we emit, which is so pervasive, I mean, how else can we be? It's like I'm speaking, and the sound of my voice is pervading the whole room. Probably even Devendra Gopal could even hear. Isn't that right? But he's doing arti. So, how much more can we actually be influential in this world? How much more can we affect something other than speaking? If I was here, I was playing a game, so say a jigsaw puzzle, and I did it. So what? How would anyone actually be influenced by that? Even if you were all here to learn how to do jigsaw puzzles, which you're not, hopefully. But if we're talking about how to do that, how to do a jigsaw puzzle, whatever, or how to become Krishna conscious, then that sound vibration pervades. And even the sound vibration can be put, can be manifested all over the world. So we need people, but that sound vibration, the quality of it depends upon our realization. It's not just repeating, like a parrot. A parrot could give a class too. You can give the parrot a class, tell him to repeat it, and he'll come to sit here, and he'll give a perfect class, he'll repeat exactly what he heard. There won't be much realization, but he's repeating what he heard. Of course, the parrot may even get some benefit. People may even appreciate the class. It was a good class. But it won't be so effective in changing people's lives. First of all, there's no disciple succession with a parrot in it, except for Shukadeva Goswami, who happened to be Radharani's parrot, or Krishna's parrot, I think. Anyhow, there is a parrot in our disciple succession. It's a spiritual parrot. He's a spiritual parrot. So the point is, we have to practice Krishna consciousness because it's the lift from Janmana Jayate Shudra Samskara Bhavat Dvija Veda Panta Bhavat Vipra Brahmana Jatiti Brahmanaha. So it's the lift that brings one from Shudra or less than Shudra all the way up to the Brahman status, where one can realize we're Brahman, that we're spiritual, and eventually Vaishnava status, that we're Krishna's servants. So by being Krishna's servant, we're given like the elevated lift towards Vaishnavism through Brahmanism. And that we have to take the lift, and that's the only way we can actually invite other people to do the same thing. Tell them to chant Hare Krishna, follow the regular principles especially, and make their lives meaningful rather than degrade themselves into the lower species of life, where everyone is more or less headed for the most part, into a very miserable existence. And as Prabhupada once said, there's enough pigs in Vrindavan, we don't need any more. The occupation is already taken up. There's enough animals in the world and insects that we don't have to fulfill the vacancies. Better to go back to, at least become a human form of life, take the human form of life again, and make further progress towards the actual goal, which is to go back to the eternal place where there's only bliss and knowledge, consciousness, full consciousness of loving exchanges with Krishna and his devotees. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Are you the holder of the microphone? Okay. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.